acquisition time of 194 hours, 14 minutes, 10 seconds. It should appear in the right side of the crew optical alignment sight at that time. Pass out the left side of the sight 30 seconds later. Range between the two vehicles will be 715 nautical miles. That's the slant range. Apollo 9 will be behind and below Pegasus.
Orion 5, Houston Capcom, go remote. Apollo 9, Houston, through Orion for voice check. Roger, I think you're a little less than readable.
Apollo 9 out.
Roger, it's much better that time, Jim.
Okay, and you're coming through pretty good now, too.
Another voice check, S-band.
Houston.
Roger, I just wanted to, Araya is sending S-band back to us now for a voice check.
Okay.
It's loud and clear.
Roger, we're reading you pretty well, too.
Yeah, I think they're working a little better nowadays than they used to be.
Oh, yeah. I think they're coming very handy.
Concur wholeheartedly.
Apollo 9's about a minute away from that Pegasus time. And Ascension has acquired. The next station to acquire will be Carnarvon at 194 hours, 44 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. Minutes, and Carnarvon has acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston, standing by.
Roger.
Roger.
All right, we're sort of moseying on over to correct attitude for the landmark tracking.
Okay, good.
Good eye, though.
Roger.
You keep on us, Ron.
We'll try there.
There's going to come the day when we don't see it.
Okay. Apollo 9 Houston, you're on your own. Guam at about 5-7.
All right, Guam at 5-7. We'll keep an eye on it. When we come over to Guam, see if we've been into it or not.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 194 hours, 55 minutes. And Carnarvon has loss of signal. Guam will acquire Apollo 9 at 194 hours, 57 minutes. About two and a half minutes from now. This is Mission Control, Houston. Acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston, we're all smiling again.
Aha, we fooled you, didn't we? I want to know if there anybody was placing any bets on it.
Apollo 9, Houston.
Good, Houston, Apollo 9.
Roger, pretty smooth about walking that around there. I have one more target of opportunity.
Stand by. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, at time 195 43 32. It's the Amazon Delta. Oceanography. 5 frames. 10-second intervals. It'll be north 35 degrees.
Okay, understand. 195-4332. Amazon Delta. Oceanography. 5 frames. 10 seconds. Delta T. North 35 degrees. And, be advised, we kind of concluded after, unfortunately, having made the mistake that the Barbados oceanography shots on the last rev were should have been 30 south rather than 30 north, at least from our map here. Unfortunately, we didn't realize that until after we'd already taken them north.
Okay, let me see if you caught us again.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's right, Ron. They may have actually wanted the picture well north of the Barbados, but the Barbados were south of us.
This is Apollo Control at 195 hours, 7 minutes, and Guam has a loss of signal. Hawaii will acquire at 195 hours, 12 minutes. We passed up another photographic target of opportunity to be performed, if possible, at 195 hours, 43 minutes. The delta of the Amazon River. That byplay between the crew and astronaut Ron Evans at the end of the Carnarvon Pass and that acquisition at Guam concerned the gimbal angles in the inertial platform. The guidance officer here was watching them closely on the ground. The crew was apparently maneuvering, and guidance officer was watching him get near the gimbal lock area, and we warned him about that. If spacecraft does go into gimbal lock, it tumbles the platform, and it's then necessary to realign the platform. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 195 hours, 12 minutes. Apollo 9 is about to be acquired at the Hawaii station.
Apollo 9, Houston through Hawaii.
Hello there.
Roger, we're both right on that Barbados thing. The island is actually south, but we wanted some pictures to the north for oceanography type things.
Okie-dokie, that's what you got. You got pictures to the north, and it's water and clouds.
Roger. And, Jim, on that second landmark tracking thing, the weather's a little bit marginal on that one.
Okay, I think our intrepid tracker can probably nail it down, though.
Oh, very good.
The marginal we handle routinely, the impossible we attempt.
Okay, got you. Apollo 9, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we're thinking of putting in a backup GDC line at 196 hours there, just to let you know, and I'll pass up some data on it a little bit later on.
Fine, okay.
And Houston, just north of us right now by about 70 or 80 miles, there's a very, very symmetrical cyclonic pattern of clouds out there.
Anti-cyclonic, I'm corrected. Roger.